I live near a little village that's a couple of villages away, about, I don't know, four or five miles away, called Little Shelford. And if you've ever been to Little Shelford, and if you've ever been to near the church, there's a bend where church, I think it's called Church Street or something, but it's not the high street, joins up with Whittlesford Road, and they turn into, like, Church Lane, which goes off to, I think it's called Church Lane, it's called something like that, which goes off to Great Shelford, over the rivers. And it's pretty much a T-junction, with one road going north-south, and the T, the bit of the T, coming off at a right angle going east. Now, unfortunately, for some reason that I don't quite know, the priority for this junction is southeast, and east to the south. So, if you're coming from the north, you have to give way to traffic travelling east-southward, and traffic travelling south-eastward, which would be north and then east, if you south-east, not southeast. So the priority is not what you would expect. And there is a problem with priority, and there was a time when all roads were basically the same. There was a time ages and ages ago when roads weren't really roads and they were, you know, all byways. When there wasn't priority and all roads had the same status, road. And then someone came along and said, you know what, some roads are more important than others. How about we call these roads major roads and these roads minor roads? And people have to give way, which is a shortened form of the term give right of way, if you didn't know. Minor roads have to give way to the major roads. And thus we have the situation where I live near the A505. I live a mile and a half-ish, 2 miles maybe, a mile at the least, at the most even, away from the A505, which is a trunk road. And it actually is, I think, still a trunk road. There were a load of trunk roads that were trunk roads, and then in 2006 they got de-trunked because the Department of Transport said, you know what, we're just going to concentrate on the strategic core network, or whatever the fuck they called it, which is basically a way of saying, yeah, we don't have enough money for the A10, we don't have enough money for the A428, we don't have enough money for this, we're going to concentrate on the A1, the A14, the A11 in Cambridgeshire. And maybe the A47 up in, you know, Norfolk-ish, King's Lynn near. Anyway, and there is a situation where you come south, out of Falmer, and then you're treated with a T junction between the A505 and an unclassified road. It's not even a tertiary road. It has no reference. It's probably a D reference if it does have one. I think it's just called Crishall Road. And then is it Crishall or Chisel? Because there is Chisel, and then there's a Crishall. And then there's either Crishall Grange or Chisel Grange. And I can't remember what they are. They are separate villages. It's quite confusing up there. Up on the hills, over the hills to Hayden. Anywho, you got a T-junction between a very minor road and a trunk road. And even if you're turning left, God help you if you're turning right. But if you're turning left, you have to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait, and wait for a couple of minutes before you even get a chance to turn left. It's turning left, and then you have to get up to about 50, 60 miles an hour as fast as your engine will take you. That's the only reason why you would want to know the 0 to 60 time is so that you have situations where you're coming off an unclassified road and onto a trunk road. You have to know how much time you have to turn the corner, get going, and get up to 50, 60 miles an hour before the car that comes along the trunk road that you were getting out in the gap at the start of the next round of traffic, how long it shunts into you! Anywho. I'm gonna ellipsis now. Dot, dot, dot.